Clinton. So earlier in the week, I rudely interrupted John Saunders while he was at work for an interview about his appearance with the Foo Fighters. Next best thing to the Foo Fighters, spelled F-U Fighters, down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 28th of October. Hiya John, well according to my text, you were last on the show in August of last year, 2022. So firstly, has it been a busy year and what have you been up to since we last spoke?
Oh well, it's been crazy. We've done loads, like gigging an absolute ton. It's felt like kind of non-stop, to the point where I'm surprised some of us haven't actually burned out.
Oh gosh.
We've gigs all over the country. We played at Newcastle City Hall in December for the first time.
Amazing.
Which, it was amazing. I mean, if we look back through history, some of the people have actually played on that stage as well. And we've been asked to go back the end of this year as well.
Excellent. So, I read this about you. Foo Fighters are a long-established and accomplished tribute band based in the UK who perform an incredibly authentic tribute to the American rock legends Foo Fighters. Tell us a little bit about your journey as a band. How did you emerge and what's your history?
It started, it was 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
Just got together as a band. Me and the guy who was the original singer, a fella called Kevin, who's the best mate still to this day.
Amazing.
Yeah, we were in a covers band together. We had some friends who were in a Guns N' Roses tribute.
Yeah.
So when we wrapped up the cover band, we thought what we're going to do next, because we still wanted to play together.
Yeah.
And we seen what the tribute bands were doing, and
yeah,
the kind of things that they were getting to play, so I thought we'd plenty a piece of that. So then it was an idea, a thought process of who do we do? Who do we love enough that we could go up and play all the time?
So yeah, Foo Fighters are definitely the one, aren't they, really?
Right, absolutely. And at the time as well, we didn't have any England at all, if there was any other ones around. There was, we just didn't know.
Yeah.
But we still went ahead with it and got the band together, rehearsed, and we've been together ever since in various different guises, different singers, bass players. The only original members is me and the drummer, Carl.
Oh, I love that you're besties as well. That makes all the difference.
me and Carl now, all the lads really, we're all like brothers. It sounds quite cheesy. You're really, really.
No, it's not cheesy. It's great. It's really great. I also read this. Having played hundreds of gigs and festivals all over the UK and beyond over several years, their live stage show is now a true recreation of the real deal. So, what have you got up your sleeves for your gig at Alexander's Live next Saturday?
Next Saturday we've been working on some different tracks that we've not played before live. We've jammed them a couple of times in rehearsals beforehand.
Yeah.
But we've not actually done them live yet, so we're actually really looking forward to that. There is two or three new ones.
So
it's those ones, they're exciting for me to do, but they're also nerve-wracking because we've never done them before.
So
for us, we're kind of teeter on the edge of disaster or greatness.
Sure, it'll be greatness.
I hope so.
And tell us about your bandmates. Who do you share the stage with? I know you just touched upon your best friend, but tell us a bit more about your bandmates.
Okay, well, I mentioned Carl. He's the drummer, original member. You know, some beer dots with himself. He's a good dude. Has his moments, but we all do.
Don't we all?
Yeah, exactly. he's a good fella. I don't really know what to say about him. He's a hell of a drummer.
He's an absolute animal.
If you ever get a chance to come along and see where, look at him. He's a beast. I don't know how he does it.
Animal.
The way he moves, he's very heavy handed as well, which means we've got to be even louder on
the stage. The better, I say.
And then we've got Gary, our front man, Mr. Bates, who I believe you spoke to last time.
Alexander's.
Yeah. Gary is, he's a great growl. He sings, he's a great singer. He's got a presence at the front of the stage.
And since
he joined the band, we've got quite close, I've stopped at his place and vice versa, and we've had, talks late into the night, and, become really good pals. Same with Carl as well, so we've got two Carls, bass player. And he's a very, very, very steady bass player. He's solid, he's exactly what you need in the bassist. To start off, he's a great fella. Unfortunately, he is a Manchester United fan.
What are you, sister?
Liverpool.
Newcastle, obviously. I should have known that one. Should have saw that one coming, shouldn't I? So is that it? Is that all the band that you've covered there?
Yeah, that's the core of the band. I mean, yeah. we do from time to time extend, and we go to like a 5 and a 6 piece. So we'll bring in who would be your Pat Smear of the band. Yeah. There's a guy called Ian Ray from my way up Newcastle,
cool.
Who joins us from time to time with another guy called Phil, who comes in as Rami on keys.
Yeah.
And they're both very, very, very competent musicians.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
It really does add to the band. But it's not something that happens too often. I'd like it to happen more often, but it's just down to availability, really. Because Ian's also, he plays bass in an awesome Green Day tribute band.
Brilliant.
Green Day, so I'll be up in Newcastle. If you ever get a chance to see them, do it, because they're unreal. By far the best ones out there, as far as I'm concerned.
Amazing. Lastly, how do you find Alexander's as a venue before you share where you can be found online as well?
I like Alexander's. It's a good venue. It's not massive, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's intimate.
Nice and close with the crowd, and it's always a sweaty one, which is what you want.
Yeah.
If you're not sweating, you're not working.
Exactly.
Working is exactly what we should be doing on stage for everyone who's paid good, hard-earned money to come and see what's not just jumping around for an hour and a half.
Have a good party.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
No, Alexander, it's a great venue. We're looking forward to coming back. Enjoyed the tennis we played there beforehand.
Yeah,
we've done the outdoor festival with them there last year. That was great fun, that was. And, like I say, we're looking forward to coming back and roll on weekend after next.
Exactly. Chester welcomes you. So where can you be found online then?
Online, we have a Facebook page. So if you just look for FU Fighters.
It's
our logo is there to see. It's a big, bright pink thing with
it's
FU
cool.
Fighters in
it's
the middle
cool.
of it. And on Instagram, same thing, FU_Fighters.
Excellent.
If you want to find us there as well.
Amazing. Well, it's been a pleasure catching up, John. All the very best for your gig at Alexander's Live next Saturday. And by the way, get back to work. I'm sorry to keep you.
That's right. No worries at all. Thanks very much, Ruth.
Thanks, John. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
On you. Bye. That was John Saunders there from the Foo Fighters, spelled FU Fighters, the next best thing to the actual Foo Fighters, who are going to be gracing Chester with their presence and playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 28th of October. And here's a little teaser for you. It's their rendition of Times Like These. Enjoy. It's a good one.
I'm going home.
told you they were the next best thing. That was the Foo Fighters, spelt F-U Fighters, with their rendition of Times Like These. Here's another little teaser for you. I'm spoiling you, aren't I? It's their rendition of Rope. And in the words of John Saunders, he says, Rope is a beast of a trap, though. Enjoy. That was definitely a beast of a track. That was Rope. That was the Foo Fighters, spelled F-U Fighters, a tribute to the Foo Fighters rendition of Rope. Before that, Times Like These. And if you want to hear more from them, if you want to see them in the flesh and hear them play, make sure you book your tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 28th of October, by heading over to alexanderslive.com. You're in for an absolute treat.